Welcome to an insightful exploration of foreign trade financing and costing. In this lesson, we'll uncover the complexities of export pricing, government policies, and the financial tools that drive international trade. From understanding transaction costs to the critical role of institutions like ECGC and Exim Bank, we'll cover it all. Additionally, we'll discuss marine cargo insurance, a vital safeguard for global commerce. Let's dive into the mechanisms that keep the wheels of international trade turning smoothly. Understanding the complexities of foreign trade financing is essential for businesses aiming to thrive in the global market. This session will equip you with the knowledge to navigate export pricing, financing methods, and risk mitigation strategies effectively. By mastering these concepts, you will be better prepared to make informed decisions, leverage government incentives, and enhance your competitiveness in international trade. Cost and price are often confused, but they serve distinct purposes in foreign trade. Cost represents the total expenses incurred in producing a product, while price is what the customer pays, including the profit margin. Costing is typically handled by accountants, whereas pricing is a strategic decision made by marketing professionals. Accurate costing is crucial for exporters to remain competitive in global markets, as it helps avoid losing orders or profits. Export pricing is shaped by factors like costs, demand, competition, and export-specific considerations such as government incentives and market conditions. Exporters must also account for benefits like duty exemptions and tax refunds to set realistic and competitive prices. Export pricing is a complex process with no universal formula, as it depends on various factors unique to each exporter. For instance, the approach differs for merchant exporters, manufacturer exporters, and those using canalizing agencies. To succeed, exporters must analyze their competitors' strengths and anticipate their moves in the market. Even with higher prices, exporters can remain competitive by offering added advantages such as favorable credit terms, diverse product ranges, and reliable delivery. Additionally, product differentiation, strong branding, and perceived quality can justify premium pricing. Ultimately, a flexible and adaptable pricing strategy is essential to navigate the dynamic landscape of international trade. Foreign ports play a pivotal role in determining export pricing strategies. CIF pricing requires exporters to cover all costs, including transportation and insurance, until the goods reach the foreign port, making it easier for importers to calculate their landed costs. On the other hand, FOB pricing transfers responsibility to the importer once the goods are loaded at the domestic port, reducing the exporter's financial burden. Exporters often quote prices in widely accepted currencies like US dollars, ensuring clarity for foreign buyers. Marine insurance is another critical aspect, with exporters insuring shipments for 110% of their costs to cover risks and anticipated profits. Finally, importers calculate the total landed cost by adding CIF price, duties, taxes, and local transportation, which directly impacts the product's market competitiveness. The Indian government has implemented several policies and incentives to support exporters and enhance their global competitiveness. For instance, GST exemptions on exported goods help reduce overall costs. Exporters can also benefit from duty-free import of raw materials under the Advanced Licensing Scheme, which lowers production expenses. Income tax benefits under Section 80HHC provide further financial relief by reducing tax liabilities. Special import licenses ensure smoother operations and cost reductions. The Indian government has implemented several policies and incentives to support exporters and enhance their global competitiveness. Duty drawback schemes ensure smoother operations and cost reductions. Additionally, schemes like MEES and CEES incentivize both merchandise and service exports, encouraging market expansion. Finally, the interest subvention scheme offers concessional loans, easing financial burdens for exporters. These measures collectively aim to foster export growth and economic development. Export pricing is affected by factors such as special packing, marking, and labeling, additional supervision, transaction and procedure costs, and international marketing expenses, all of which add to the final price. On the other hand, certain factors can lower export costs, such as government incentives, tax exemptions, cheaper export credit, economies of scale, and importing raw materials at competitive international prices, making exports more profitable. To maximize benefits from export assistance schemes, exporters must focus on accurate product classification. This ensures they can claim the correct incentives and avoid financial losses. There are two main types of drawback rates: all industry rates, which are standardized, and brand rates, which are tailored to specific requests. Challenges often arise when determining rates for components or ancillary items, as their classification may differ from the main product. Exporters can seek help from organizations like Export Promotion Councils or the Drawback Directorate to resolve these issues. Providing detailed documentation, such as the product's technical name, uses, and raw materials, is essential for accurate classification and maximizing financial support. Foreign trade financing is essential for businesses engaged in international trade, as it provides the financial support needed to manage operations and mitigate risks. Key methods include direct lending, financial intermediary loans, and interest rate equalization, each designed to address specific trade needs. Export credit agencies play a crucial role by offering structured financial solutions to support both exporters and importers. Banks further facilitate trade through instruments like letters of credit, bank guarantees, and bill discounting, ensuring secure and efficient transactions. Additionally, government schemes such as the interest subvention scheme help exporters manage cash flow and reduce financial burdens, making them more competitive in global markets. Business finance is a cornerstone of international trade, providing the necessary funds to support various activities. Direct lending is a simple method where loans are directly provided to importers, ensuring the purchase of goods or services from the exporting country. Financial intermediary loans involve banks acting as intermediaries, lending funds to importers on behalf of export-import banks. Interest rate equalization allows commercial lenders to offer loans at reduced rates, with the difference covered by export-import banks. Additionally, advancements in technology have made it possible to securely track risks and events, minimizing the risk of advance payments while maintaining standard payment terms. These methods collectively ensure smoother and more secure international trade transactions. Export credit agencies, or ECAs, are instrumental in supporting international trade by offering financial assistance and mitigating risks for exporters. They provide direct lending to importers, ensuring that funds are tied to the purchase of goods or services from the organizing country. Through financial intermediary loans, ECAs work with commercial banks to extend credit to importing entities. Interest rate equalization is another key method, where commercial lenders offer loans at reduced rates, with the difference covered by the export-import bank. Additionally, ECAs support exporters through pre-shipment finance for production and post-shipment finance to cover costs after dispatching goods. Deferred export finance options, such as suppliers and buyers finance, further enhance their ability to facilitate trade. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, is central to India's export financing framework, even though it does not directly provide export finance. Through its industrial and credit department, the RBI formulates policies to ensure exporters have access to necessary credit. The Exchange Control Department regulates the foreign exchange market, which is vital for smooth international trade transactions. Additionally, the RBI creates a supportive environment by mitigating exchange risks and ensuring credit availability. It also oversees banks and financial institutions to ensure they comply with export financing regulations. These efforts collectively support exporters in navigating the complexities of international trade. Import credit financing is a cornerstone of international trade, offering tools to manage cash flow and reduce risks. A letter of credit ensures secure payment by guaranteeing that the seller receives funds upon presenting required documents. Bank guarantees provide additional security by covering the exporter if the importer defaults. Collection and discounting of bills streamline payment processes, while supply chain financing ensures timely funding based on customer orders. Additionally, various payment methods like cash with order, documentary credit, and open account cater to different trade needs, making import credit financing indispensable for global commerce. Export credit financing is a critical tool for exporters, offering financial support at different stages of the trade cycle. Pre-shipment finance helps cover costs like raw materials and packaging before goods are shipped, while post-shipment finance ensures cash flow after dispatching goods but before receiving payment. Deferred export finance provides flexible payment options for both exporters and overseas buyers. Export finance against subsidies helps exporters manage unexpected cost increases, supported by government allowances. Lastly, the interest subvention scheme enables exporters to access loans at reduced interest rates, easing their financial burden and ensuring smooth operations in international trade. Packing credit is a vital financial tool for exporters, designed to cover pre-shipment costs like raw materials, processing, storage, and packing. It is typically granted for 180 days, with extensions available up to a maximum of 270 days. Approval is contingent on a confirmed order from the importer, ensuring financial security for the exporter. The Reserve Bank of India also facilitates long-term financing for up to 10 years, enabling exporters to enter and sustain long-term contracts. This financial support helps exporters manage cash flow effectively, ensuring they meet production and shipment deadlines. Interest rates for packing credit vary by bank and specific terms, making it a flexible yet essential option for exporters. Transaction costs are the hidden expenses that arise during economic exchanges, such as searching for suppliers, negotiating contracts, and ensuring compliance. These costs can significantly impact a country's export competitiveness, especially when they include regulatory hurdles, transport expenses, and documentation requirements. To address these challenges, governments often implement measures to simplify procedures and enhance trade facilitation. For instance, India has made strides in reducing transaction costs, but its global ranking in ease of trading across borders shows there is room for improvement. By focusing on reducing these costs, countries can better position themselves in the global market. In international trade, the four T's, transaction, tariff, transport, and time costs, play a crucial role in determining export competitiveness. Transaction costs include expenses for information gathering, negotiations, and contract enforcement, which have been reduced by e-commerce. Tariff and non-tariff costs involve government levies and compliance with standards, both of which have been mitigated by international agreements. Transport costs, covering shipping and logistics, have decreased due to innovations like containerization. Lastly, time costs arise from delays in order fulfillment, often due to customs, but can be managed through efficient supply chain strategies. Understanding and minimizing these costs is essential for enhancing export competitiveness. Foreign trade bank documentation plays a crucial role in facilitating international trade by ensuring secure and efficient transactions. A documentary collection is a process where the seller's bank forwards export-related documents to the buyer's bank, ensuring payment or acceptance before releasing the documents. This method is particularly useful for import/export operations, as it allows buyers to clear goods through customs using shipping documents. There are two main types: documents against acceptance, where payment is deferred, and documents against payment, which requires upfront payment. Key documents like commercial invoices, certificates of origin, and bills of exchange are essential in this process. While this method is cost-effective, it carries risks, especially for exporters, and is best suited for stable trade relationships and markets. A documentary collection is a method used in international trade where the seller's bank forwards export documents to the buyer's bank. These documents are only released to the buyer upon payment or acceptance of a bill of exchange, ensuring security for the seller. There are two main types: documents against acceptance, where payment is deferred, and documents against payment, where payment is made upfront. The process involves multiple parties, including the exporter, importer, and their respective banks, and follows a structured flow from document preparation to payment and release of goods. While this method offers flexibility, it carries risks such as non-payment in time drafts and potential fraud. It is best suited for stable trade relationships and politically stable markets. Documentary collections are a key method of payment in international trade, involving the transfer of shipping documents through banks. There are two main types: documents against acceptance, where the buyer agrees to pay at a future date by signing a time draft, and documents against payment, which requires upfront payment before document release. While these methods are less costly than letters of credit, they come with risks. For D/E, the seller risks non-payment if the buyer defaults, whereas D/P minimizes this risk by requiring payment upfront. These methods are ideal for trusted trade relationships and involve multiple parties, including the exporter, importer, and their respective banks. Documentary collections are a key mechanism in international trade, where the seller's bank forwards export-related documents to the buyer's bank. These documents are only released to the buyer upon payment or acceptance of a bill of exchange, ensuring a level of security for the seller. There are two main types: documents against acceptance, which allow deferred payment, and documents against payment, which require upfront payment. This method is cost-effective and flexible, benefiting both exporters and buyers. However, it comes with risks, such as potential fraud and higher exposure for exporters in time drafts, making it unsuitable for unstable markets. Documentary collections are a common method in international trade, but they come with significant risks. Exporters using time drafts face the danger of non-payment, as buyers can access goods without paying upfront. In contrast, side drafts offer more security by requiring payment before goods are released. Fraud is another concern, particularly in unstable regions, where bad actors may exploit the system. D/Cs are best suited for established trade relationships, as they are less reliable for new or untested partnerships. Additionally, the method of shipping plays a role. Ocean shipments are easier to control under D/Cs, while air or land shipments pose greater risks. Understanding these factors is crucial for mitigating risks in international trade. The acceptance process in documentary collections is a critical component of international trade. It begins with the buyer and seller agreeing on the terms of sale, including payment and shipping details. The exporter ships the goods and prepares the necessary documents, which are sent to their bank and then forwarded to the importer's bank. The importer's bank notifies the buyer of the document's arrival. The buyer either pays immediately or accepts a time draft, committing to pay later. Once payment or acceptance is confirmed, the documents are released to the buyer, allowing them to collect the goods. Finally, the buyer's bank transfers the funds to the exporter's bank, ensuring the exporter receives payment. The Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, or ECGC, was established in 1957 and is a key player in promoting Indian exports. As a wholly owned subsidiary of the Government of India, it ranks as the fifth largest credit insurer globally. ECGC's primary mission is to support exporters by providing credit risk insurance and related services, ensuring they can confidently explore international markets. Its offerings include credit insurance policies, maturity factoring, and guarantees to banks, along with special schemes designed to meet exporters' unique needs. By protecting against risks like non-payment due to commercial or political reasons, ECGC helps exporters mitigate uncertainties. Additionally, it provides valuable guidance, credit ratings, and assistance in recovering bad debts, making it an indispensable partner for Indian exporters. The Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, or ECGC, provides a range of insurance protections to support exporters in managing risks associated with international trade. Credit risk insurance covers shield exporters from losses due to non-payment caused by commercial or political risks. Guarantees to banks help financial institutions extend credit to exporters by mitigating the risks of lending. Overseas investment insurance protects Indian companies investing in joint ventures abroad, covering risks tied to equity or loan investments. Additionally, ECGC offers specific policies tailored to various exporter needs, such as standard policy, turnover policy, and small exporters policy. These protections collectively enhance the confidence and competitiveness of Indian exporters in the global market. The Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, or ECGC, plays a pivotal role in promoting Indian exports by addressing various challenges faced by exporters. It provides credit risk insurance to safeguard against non-realization of export proceeds due to commercial or political risks. ECGC also supports banks by offering credit insurance, enabling them to extend financial assistance to exporters. By underwriting credit risks, it encourages exporters to explore new markets and importers. Additionally, ECGC facilitates export financing through guarantees and insurance, making it easier for exporters to secure loans. The Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, or ECGC, plays a vital role in supporting Indian exporters. It provides insurance protection against payment risks, covering losses due to non-payment by foreign buyers caused by commercial or political issues. ECGC also guides exporters in navigating international trade complexities and offers valuable information on country credit ratings to assess risks. By providing guarantees to banks, it facilitates easier access to export finance. Additionally, ECGC assists in recovering bad debts, ensuring exporters maintain financial stability. It also provides insights into the creditworthiness of overseas buyers and helps identify potential customers in foreign markets. These functions collectively enhance the competitiveness of Indian exports and reduce the risks associated with global trade. Credit insurance policies are essential for exporters to safeguard against risks like non-payment by foreign buyers. ECGC offers a range of policies, including credit risk insurance, which covers losses due to commercial or political factors. It also provides guarantees to banks, enabling them to extend credit facilities to exporters with reduced risk. Overseas investment insurance protects Indian companies investing abroad, while special policies cater to specific needs, such as small exporters or high transaction volumes. The objectives of ECGC include protecting exporters, offering guidance, and facilitating easier access to export finance, making it a vital partner in international trade. Guarantees to banks are essential in the realm of foreign trade financing, as they provide the security needed for banks to extend credit to exporters and importers. The Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, or ECGC, offers several types of guarantees. These include the Export Finance Guarantee, which protects banks from risks when financing exports, and the Packing Credit Guarantee, which supports pre-shipment financing. Additionally, the Export Production Finance Guarantee helps banks fund the production of export goods. The Post-Shipment Guarantee covers risks after goods are shipped, but before payment is received. The Export Performance Guarantee ensures exporters meet their contractual obligations, And the Export Finance Overseas Lending Guarantee facilitates financing for international markets. Together, these guarantees reduce financial risks, promote trade, and enable smoother international transactions. Exporters face numerous challenges in international trade, from high costs to credit risks. To address these, several special schemes have been introduced, which include transfer guarantee, overseas investment insurance, and exchange fluctuations risk cover. The Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, or ECGC, provides valuable insurance for exporters, but it's important to understand its limitations. For instance, commercial disputes over product quality are not covered unless resolved through a court in the buyer's country. Risks inherent to the goods, like perishability, are also excluded. If a buyer fails to obtain necessary import authorizations, these are not covered either. The Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, or ECGC, provides valuable insurance for exporters, but it's important to understand its limitations. If an agent or bank defaults, these are not covered either. Additionally, loss or damage to goods, exchange rate fluctuations, and exporter negligence are outside ECGC scope. Exporters must be aware of these exclusions to manage their risk exposure effectively. The Export-Import Bank of India, established in 1982, is a cornerstone of India's efforts to promote cross-border trade and investment. It was created under the Export-Import Bank of India Act and has since evolved into a key partner for Indian industries, especially SMEs and MSMEs, helping them expand globally. The bank offers a comprehensive range of services, from export product development to pre-shipment and post-shipment finance, and even supports overseas investments. Additionally, its grassroots initiative and development program focuses on empowering rural enterprises, ensuring inclusive economic growth. By supporting these diverse sectors, Exim Bank plays a pivotal role in building Brand India and enhancing the nation's global economic footprint. Buyer's Credit is a specialized financial program designed to support Indian exporters by offering credit facilities to overseas buyers. This program is particularly beneficial for small and medium enterprises as it enables them to expand their market reach. It provides financing for capital goods or services on deferred payment terms, ensuring smoother transactions. Indian exporters also benefit from non-recourse finance, which converts deferred credit contracts into cash contracts, providing immediate liquidity. Additionally, the program reduces costs by eliminating letter of credit charges and offers competitive interest rates to overseas buyers, making it an attractive option for international trade. Overall, buyer's credit strengthens trade relationships and enhances the global competitiveness of Indian exporters. A line of credit, or LOC, is a financial tool that provides businesses with flexible access to funds up to a predetermined limit. There are two main types: revolving LOCs, which allow repeated borrowing and repayment, and non-revolving LOCs, which are single-use credits. LOCs play a crucial role in international trade by helping exporters finance production and shipment, and enabling importers to pay for goods and services. They offer significant benefits, such as flexibility in managing cash flow, cost effectiveness by charging interest only on the amount used, and quick access to funds. However, businesses must carefully consider factors like creditworthiness, fees, and interest rates to make the most of this financial tool. Research and development play a pivotal role in enhancing the competitiveness of export-oriented industries. By investing in R&D, companies can innovate, develop new products, and refine existing processes, which are crucial for succeeding in international markets. The Export-Import Bank of India, or Exim Bank, plays a significant role in this area by offering specialized financing programs. These programs are designed to bridge funding gaps, enabling exporters to focus on innovation without financial constraints. Exim Bank's initiatives include funding for new product development, process improvements, and research projects aimed at boosting export capabilities. By fostering technological advancements, Exim Bank ensures that Indian industries remain competitive on the global stage. Pre-shipment and post-shipment credits are critical financial tools for exporters. Pre-shipment finance, also known as packing credit, helps exporters purchase raw materials, process goods, and cover storage and packing costs before shipment. It is typically granted for 180 days and can be extended in special cases. Post-shipment finance, on the other hand, bridges the gap between dispatching goods and receiving payment from the importer. Exporters can use this to cover expenses like wages, shipping, and advertising. Various types of post-shipment finance include advances against export bills, consignment basis, and project exports. Together, these credits ensure smooth cash flow and operational efficiency in international trade. Finance plays a pivotal role in international trade, addressing both opportunities and risks. Transactions in foreign currencies bring exchange rate risks, making accurate costing essential to avoid financial losses. Governments support exporters through incentives like tax exemptions and subsidies, helping them compete globally. Export credit financing provides the necessary funds at different stages, such as pre-shipment and post-shipment, ensuring smooth operations. Institutions like Exim Bank and ECGC further aid exporters by offering financial support and mitigating risks. Together, these elements form the backbone of successful international trade. Production equipment finance plays a pivotal role in supporting export-oriented businesses by enabling them to acquire essential machinery and tools. This type of financing is highly flexible, catering to specific needs like modernization, capacity upgrades, and equipment replacement. To qualify, businesses must demonstrate a clear plan for enhancing their export capabilities, making it particularly beneficial for SMEs and established companies. Importing goods and services from India involves several critical requirements. First, financing options are available, but they often require a significant portion of the contract value to be sourced from India. These loans can cover infrastructure projects, capital expenditures, and working capital needs. Importers must also comply with regulatory requirements, such as obtaining licenses and adhering to customs regulations. The Exim Bank plays a vital role by offering financing programs like term loans and buyer's credit, which simplify the import process and support Indian exporters. Additionally, buyer's credit facilities allow overseas buyers to defer payments, reducing transaction costs. Finally, marine cargo insurance is crucial for protecting goods in transit, ensuring financial security for both exporters and importers. Exim Bank plays a pivotal role in creating project opportunities for Indian exporters. It offers financial programs tailored to enhance the export competitiveness of SMEs, including support for project exports through capital expenditure and R&D financing. The buyer's credit facility allows overseas buyers to import Indian goods on deferred payment terms, opening new markets for exporters. Lines of credit further enable exporters to expand into new territories while mitigating payment risks. Additionally, Exim Bank supports infrastructure projects by financing capital goods and services on deferred payment terms. To complement these efforts, the bank provides advisory services, helping exporters assess risks, seize opportunities, and improve their global competitiveness. The Export Advisory Services Group, or EAS, plays a pivotal role in enhancing the export capabilities of Indian companies. It provides market-related information, helping exporters understand opportunities and challenges in various regions. The group conducts sector and feasibility studies to assess the viability of entering specific markets. Additionally, EAS assists in identifying technology suppliers and potential partners for joint ventures, ensuring exporters have the resources they need. Customized research and market entry plans are also offered, equipping companies with strategies to succeed internationally. Through these services, EAS empowers Indian exporters to navigate the complexities of global trade effectively. Multilateral Funded Projects Overseas, or MFPOs, are critical initiatives financed by international financial institutions like the World Bank and Asian Development Bank. These projects aim to support development in key sectors such as infrastructure, health, and education, particularly in developing countries. Funding is sourced from multilateral development banks that pool resources from multiple nations to promote economic growth and reduce poverty. The projects range from building roads and schools to providing technical assistance and capacity building for local governments. Implementation involves collaboration with local stakeholders, ensuring that the projects meet community needs. However, while these projects bring significant benefits like improved infrastructure and international cooperation, they also face challenges such as bureaucratic delays and political instability. Rigorous monitoring and evaluation are essential to ensure their success. Exim Bank plays a pivotal role in supporting Indian exporters through its consultancy services, which are designed to enhance their global competitiveness. The bank has built strong institutional linkages with multilateral agencies, financial institutions, and trade promotion bodies to create a conducive environment for trade. It has also initiated the Global Network of Exim Banks and Development Financial Institutions, or GNEXID, to encourage South-South trade and investment cooperation. Additionally, Exim Bank recognizes and rewards Indian companies for adopting best practices in total quality management through its annual excellence awards. By leveraging its expertise, the bank also extends guidance to other developing nations, helping them strengthen their trade and investment frameworks. Marine cargo insurance plays a vital role in international trade by protecting goods in transit from various risks. These risks include perils of the sea, fire, piracy, and theft, which can lead to significant financial losses. The insurance covers a wide range of goods, from raw materials to finished products, ensuring that shippers are financially protected. It is particularly important in international trade, where goods often travel through multiple modes of transport, such as sea, air, and land. By mitigating potential losses, marine cargo insurance ensures smooth trade operations and financial security for all parties involved. Marine insurance plays a critical role in international trade by covering losses or damages to ships, cargo, and other transport-related properties. It extends to onshore and offshore assets like ports and oil platforms. A marine adventure involves insurable property exposed to risks such as fire, piracy, and accidents, but excludes ordinary wind and wave actions. Marine cargo insurance, a key sub-branch, protects goods during transit by sea, air, or land, covering raw materials, finished products, and even equipment. This insurance is indispensable for safeguarding financial interests and ensuring smooth trade operations. Policies often include multimodal transport coverage and allow ownership transfer during the coverage period, making them highly adaptable to the needs of global trade. Marine cargo insurance is a critical safeguard for goods in transit, whether by sea, air, or land. It protects against risks such as sinking, fire, piracy, and theft, ensuring the value of assets is preserved. While the term marine suggests sea transport, the coverage extends to multimodal transport, making it versatile for international trade. Insurable property includes raw materials, finished goods, and even machinery, providing comprehensive protection. However, certain risks like acts of war, natural disasters, and insufficient packaging are excluded. This insurance is indispensable for mitigating financial risks and ensuring smooth international trade operations. In marine insurance, assigning a policy is a critical process that sets it apart from other types of property insurance. Unlike static ownership in most insurances, marine policies allow the transfer of ownership during transit. This flexibility is essential in international trade, where goods often change hands. Marine policies are assignable unless explicitly restricted, enabling buyers to inherit the rights of the original policyholder. The insurance certificate includes details like the claims representative in the destination country, ensuring smooth claims processing. By signing the certificate, the policyholder assigns it to the buyer, who can then claim for losses or damages as if they were the original insured. Additionally, the assigned certificate serves as a document of title, allowing the holder to obtain settlement and enabling insurers to apply policy rates and charge premiums effectively. Marine cargo insurance policies come with certain exclusions that exporters must be aware of to manage their risks effectively. For instance, commercial disputes over the quality of goods are not covered unless a court ruling is obtained in favor of the exporter. Inherent risks, such as those related to the nature of the goods, are also excluded. Additionally, if a buyer fails to secure necessary import or exchange authorizations, this risk is not covered. Insolvency of agents or collecting banks, as well as loss or damage to goods that general insurers can cover, are also excluded. Exchange rate fluctuations and negligence by the exporter in fulfilling contract terms are other notable exemptions. Understanding these exclusions is crucial for exporters to assess their risk exposure and consider supplementary insurance or risk management strategies. Marine cargo insurance is essential for protecting goods during transit. All risk insurance offers broad coverage against physical loss or damage, though it has specific exclusions like improper parking or customs rejection. Open cargo all risks policy is ideal for frequent shippers, providing automatic coverage for approved goods. Declared value insurance allows shippers to declare the value of their merchandise, but recovery can be challenging if the carrier is not at fault. Lastly, warehouse-to-warehouse protection ensures coverage from the shipper's warehouse to the consignee's warehouse, as long as the goods remain in transit. These policies are crucial for mitigating financial risks in international trade. All-risk insurance is a vital tool for exporters, offering protection against physical loss or damage to goods during transit. It eliminates the need to prove carrier liability, providing peace of mind. However, there are key exclusions, such as improper parking, abandonment of cargo, and rejection by customs, which exporters must be aware of. Time-sensitive coverage is another critical aspect, as insurance may cease after specific periods at the port or inland. Special cases, like barge shipments or delays in notifying air carriers, also fall outside the coverage. For frequent shippers, an open cargo all-risks policy is highly recommended, as it provides broad, automatic coverage for approved merchandise, simplifying the insurance process. The open cargo all-risks policy is an essential tool for frequent international shippers, offering broad and automatic coverage for approved goods. This policy protects against physical loss or damage from external causes, including new packaged goods that are not unusually prone to breakage or pilferage. One of its key advantages is automatic coverage, which eliminates the need for individual policies for each shipment, saving time and effort. Additionally, it simplifies the insurance process, allowing businesses to focus on their core operations. However, it is important to note the exclusions, such as improper packing, abandonment, or losses due to inherent defects or delays beyond specified time limits. Understanding these features and limitations helps shippers make informed decisions and manage risks effectively. Declared value insurance plays a crucial role in marine cargo insurance by establishing the value of goods being transported. To claim compensation, shippers must provide proof that the goods were damaged during transit and that the carrier is responsible. However, carriers often have limited liability, which may not cover the full value of the goods, making it essential to declare the value accurately. This declaration forms the basis for insurance coverage and ensures that shippers are adequately compensated in case of loss or damage. Despite its importance, recovering losses can be challenging, especially if the carrier is not found liable, which can result in significant financial implications for the shipper. Warehouse-to-warehouse protection of cargo is a critical component of marine cargo insurance. It ensures that goods are covered from the time they leave the shipper's warehouse until they reach the consignee's warehouse, as long as the transit remains uninterrupted. The coverage is influenced by factors such as the terms of sale, the commencement of transit, and the use of common carriers. This type of insurance is particularly important for exporters and importers, as it provides financial protection against potential losses during transit, especially in international trade. However, there are exclusions to be aware of, such as improper packing or non-compliance with policy terms. Understanding these aspects helps businesses safeguard their financial interests effectively. In this lesson, we explored the multifaceted world of foreign trade financing and costing. We delved into the various financial instruments and schemes available for export and import businesses, including pre-shipment and post-shipment finance, buyer's credit, and the interest subvention scheme. We also examined the critical role of institutions like the Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, ECGC, and the Exim Bank in facilitating international trade. Additionally, we discussed the importance of marine cargo insurance in safeguarding goods during transit and the intricacies of export pricing influenced by government policies and transaction costs. Lastly, we highlighted the significance of trade documentation and the risks associated with international trade transactions.